Celebrate Valentine's Day. Order your love horoscope report from russellgrant.com and russellgrant.mobi.
Hello Taurus, it's Russell here with your stars for week beginning Saturday, January the 27th, and the whole week ahead. All the lovely stars around you now, especially if you've got financial or money matters to take care of this weekend. The stars are very favourable towards finances, whether you're buying or whether you're selling or whether you just need to get a handle on how much you've got and how much you can have to come. It's all about money, and that's where you should concentrate yourself. And here's your Sunday stars. With Mercury squaring Uranus, the biggest problem today tends to be being distracted, blown off course, either by circumstances or situations. The impact of the unacceptable, the unpredictable, and the completely unknown could be a bit of a problem. And that's why you need self-control more than anything today. Here's your Monday stars. Because the moon is in the sign of Cancer and the link towards Saturn isn't so good, but the one towards Neptune is good, then you can have a kind of a curate's egg situation. It will affect your everyday life, so you could fall out, for instance, with one of your siblings or the next door neighbour. But at the same time, everything can be put back together again simply because a little bit of diplomacy will work wonders. Here's your Tuesday stars. There's a lot going on today, and probably there's not enough hours in the day to pack in everything you've got to do. People to see, places to go, make a list. Don't try to just make some big blob of things by trying to fit everything in without actually knowing what it is that you need to do. Focus on priorities. Get them done and everything else can follow behind. Here's your Wednesday stars. This is big, it's mammoth, it's a lunar eclipse in the sign of Leo, and that's your fourth house. Check this out, absolutely look this up in my book, You Can Change Your Life, because an eclipse will alter the next 6 months of your life. And where specifically? Well, for you, it's everything to do with home and family affairs. That's where the changes will occur. And here's your Thursday stars. Without even knowing it, little Mercury squeezed by because it was a huge eclipse day, but he moved into the sign of Aquarius. And that means you need to focus your mind on career or professional matters. Mercury is very intellectual and really craves information. So over the next few weeks, if career and ambition is one of your goals, then Mercury can certainly help you attain your aims. And here's your Friday stars. The moon's in Virgo. Virgo's a good sign for you because it's earthy like you. But there is a square to Mars, and that does mean things could get out of hand unless everything is thought through. I think the biggest problem is you just don't have all the facts. And unless you've got all the facts, unless you're armed with the information you need, then you're going to have all sorts of problems. So hold out for the facts and the information. Once you've got the stats, you can act.